This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Okay, Zooming and Peloton bikes are up during pandemic, but so much is down, including the market for fine art, with gallery sales down by more than a third just in the first half of 2020. But sometimes a bubble popping, if that's what's happened here, isn't all bad. Art critic Blake Gopnik is a frequent contributor to the New York Times and author of this year's comprehensive Warhol biography. Thanks for connecting, Blake.
It's always a pleasure, David.
Now, what is it? Your premise, backed up by fieldwork, that people in the art market are, what, relieved that the pandemic has let the air out of the art market?
Yeah, you know, most industries are obviously terribly troubled by the fact that things are going terribly. You won't find a restaurateur who says, thank God for the pandemic. But weirdly, in the art world, that's kind of what's happening. I mean, earlier this fall, a report came out saying that gallery sales had dropped by something like a third. And I, for one, at least, am kind of happy about it because the art market had gone so crazy in the last 10 or even 20 years that it had lost all sense of reality. And I think a lot of people in the art world, either explicitly or at least secretly, are really happy that this giant correction is happening.
And you're not making the classic financial bubble argument that if prices get too high, they need to come down to something more normal. You're actually, in part, talking about the quality of the art.
Yeah, I think what has people especially upset is that really bad art is selling for a ton. It used to be that you said, this is a work of great art, so it should sell for a lot. And now that's been reversed. Now people say, wow, that sold for a lot. It must be a work of really great art. And that's what I'm objecting to, but it's not just me. All sorts of people I'm talking to in the art world, dealers, people who make their living by buying and selling art, are saying that things have got so crazy that it would be a good thing if there was a massive correction in the art market.
But spare a thought for the struggling artist. If the market is so much reduced by pandemic, what would have sold higher is selling lower. That's not going to help the artist.
You know, the big problem is that this crazy art market has helped a tiny, tiny number of artists, many of whom are vastly mediocre, but it hasn't done any good for your average mid-career artist. In fact, quite the opposite. They're the ones who've been slammed. You know, billionaires are willing to buy really splashy work that looks good over the sofa, and that's really what they're buying. But they're not buying, you know, the mid-career video artist who's been struggling to make really interesting work. I mean, one of the big problems is that really mediocre painting, what some people are calling zombie abstraction, that is kind of abstraction from the past that's come back to life, is what's selling really well. Or what I call Frankenstein figuration, kind of paintings cobbled together from the corpses of old figurative paintings. That's what's selling. It's pretty stuff. It's decorative, but it has no real depth. That's what's fetching the really big money. And even high-end collectors are complaining about that. I spoke to a pretty famous collector called Alain Servet from Belgium. And he talks about event-driven buying at art fairs, where people just want to get the latest painting that everyone's talking about. They're not thinking hard about it. They're not asking curators, or for that matter, critics like me, you know, what's going to stand the test of time. They're just buying what everyone's talking about.
So we understand, I mean, the pandemic's not just galleries that close. Some of the big markets for art, these bazaars, have also had to close.
Yeah, the trade fairs is where the markets really collapsed because you can't have, you know, 5,000 people from the art world all crowding into a convention center. And that's where a lot of the sales haven't happened. That's what's really hurt. But those were the most noxious part of the recent art market. So no one is lamenting the death of the art fair. All of the serious collectors I know, all of the serious dealers especially, just find the art fairs a nightmare, even though that's where they were making their money. Because galleries really can foster old-fashioned notions of, I hate to say it, but art for art's sake. I was speaking to Paula Cooper, who's one of the really senior dealers in the business. She's been doing it for 50 years. She's more respected than anyone. And what she says has happened because of the pandemic is that people are coming to the gallery and they're looking slowly, carefully. They're not just there to buy. They're there because galleries, especially when they're half empty because of the pandemic, are just still fabulous places to slowly contemplate art. So she hopes that if the art fairs kind of die and the market calms down, people will go back to that kind of looking. And it looks like maybe that's what's already starting to happen.
But they should wear masks.
They should definitely wear masks. The strange thing is that galleries are some of the safest places you could go right now. They're almost empty. They've got amazing new HVAC systems. Everyone's wearing a mask. Everyone's plenty spread apart in the galleries.
Art critic Blake Gopnik is a frequent contributor to the New York Times, for instance, and author of Warhol, a comprehensive biography of the artist. I'm a third the way through, a rip-roaring read, seriously. Blake, thank you.
Been great to do this.